K-E-A-O-O-K, Mobile. We're up headed northbound on 75 and monitoring.
K-E-A-O-O-K, Mobile. We're clear of this frequency.
K-E-A-O-R-D, K-E-A-O-R-D, this is KF8-BWP.
W8, KDE Mobile listening. W8, KDE Mobile monitoring. W8, KDE Mobile listening. W8, KDE Mobile listening.
KDE8OOE.
KDE Mobile.
Catch your call.
E8 to Juliet, Delta Echo, Mobile, southbound I-75.
Yeah, I'm in, coming the back way in up here from Columbiaville.
Hey, are you taking Johnson Lake Road?
Why your audio sounds so weird. I back off the mic a little bit. I couldn't understand you.
Back off a bit. So you're taking Bronson Lake Road?
Oh, yeah, I'm coming down. No, I'm coming down Millville right now. Just come off of McKeon Lake Road curve.
I used to live down there off of Davis Lake Road.
Gotta run to town, pay some bills, check on some prices of, I gotta grab a box of staples, I think, for, packing these beehives together, and, a few other things, groceries.
Yeah, we're heading down towards, Fenton right now, so if I get noisy, let me know when I can flip over to the, 3-8 repeater.
Pretty good. You must still be fairly close then. Yeah, I'm got a mountain of wood up there cutting up for the fee boxes for different style boxes for different spots in the apiary.
Yeah, we just flipped over to the 3-8 repeater in Flint.
He's got a pretty hot mic on it.
On this radio?
Yeah.
I'm actually about a foot away from him. I go back off even more. How's that?
Yeah, you sound all right.
Yeah,
this is a little red radio, Meizu FT-2600. Yeah, yeah. Is the 2600 a monobander?
Yes, it is.
I think I remember those.
Yeah, I got three of them.
50, 60 watts?
Yeah, 60, but I took the PA jack out and put a 80-watt jack into it.
Right, yeah. What are you using for an antenna?
I don't know. The quarter wave whip broke off, so I stuck a coat hanger on. Some bubble gum and some tape.
Pretty funny.
Nah, it's a 5/8 wave on a trunk mount.
What brand did you pick up?
Well, it's a hybrid antenna. The rip came off the lard. The coil is a Hustler coil, and now it's got an M&O adapter on it.
Interesting. You just had a couple pieces laying around and start checking them out, or what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the fun of the hobby. I mean, is to take junk, you know, take other people's junk and make it work.
That's why I was laughing about the coat hanger. That sounds like something I would have done. These guys, how'd you get that? How'd you get solder to stick to that measuring tape? Gotta find another 50 cal ammo can so I can rig up a load for my CD whip so I can do a cover a few of those low bands with my HF rig, and then I'll be able to go mobile with one of my HF rigs.
I actually have a 10-meter coil, or maybe it's a Motorola 10-meter coil, it's something, and it's got a long whip on it, and if you use the long whip, it works for 28.2. With the spring on it, if you take the spring off, it'll work for 29.6 for FM.
I've done some FM last fall, and I didn't work any repeaters. I've worked for repeaters in California and talked into Japan with FM. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, you used to be on the 10-meter FM repeater, all, and then the 6 meters, too. When 6 meters opens up, that's definitely a good band.
My name is Mike India Kilo, Echo, KB80OE.
My name here is John, just play John. John. You know, like J-O-H-N.
Wait a minute. Is this the John, Joe's brother John?
Yeah!
I haven't heard that name in a while either, actually.
Yeah, we live up in Gladwin, but my daughter's still in, actually, Burton, but she works at McLaren, so... Do it some round and around. We're going to drop the box off. An early Christmas present for the grandson.
Oh, we still got a license?
Does who?
Brother Joe, does he still have a license?
Well, I believe if you check in QRZ, it's still good.
I haven't heard his voice in probably 15, 20 years.
Man, now it sounds like my youngest brother, Jay, I think he's going to take his test pretty soon.
Doesn't hurt to have more hams in the family, that's for sure. My brother let his license lapse, and he went back and got it again. And he's staying with being a tech, I guess. I don't know. I figured he was smart enough to at least get the general, but he's got awful lazy. Maybe he'll get it.
I got my general the easy way. I got it when they were, you know, like giving them out in the Cracker Jack boxes.
My call is an original novice call, but I waited until they dropped that to get that general. They give them away back then, didn't they?
Yeah, the extra was just a little bit harder, though.
That would that one peeled the brain, peeled the surface of my brain a little bit. Kind of separated my brain from my thick skull to pass that one. I had to do that one twice.
Yeah, it was awful hard writing all the answers on the inside of my eyelids.
Yeah, there was no easy way to pass that. That was quite the question pool, I think.
Okay, J.D., back then, you know, way back then when I got my first license, I mean, you know, you still had to learn Morse code, you know, like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you had to draw diagrams and, you know, be able to identify what a circuit was. And yeah, the test today, it's like, it's all multiple guess.
Yeah, it was, they put that class on over there at Davison, and it was Clancy and Nancy Cott and Jim Boyer and all those. I don't remember Clancy's call, but there was quite a few of them that were helping put that class on. That was quite the class.
Oh, yeah. Definitely for sure. Now it's just a matter of memorization. I tell people, anybody studying for the test, I say, take some tape, white tape or whatever, masking tape or whatever, go through your study book and look at the question and only look at the right answer. Just black out all the wrong answers. And now it's strictly association.
That's how they do it in them computerized tests anyways. Highlight everything, but yeah, it was KD8YX, N8ABR, Fred, and I can't remember Clancy's call, Nancy Cott, well, I don't know, all of them are dead now, all of them.
KD8RF.
Yeah, every single one of those people that put that. That was a nice class, too. They really tried hard, and they got quite a few passers out of that.
Yes, sirree. Now, the old group down here, like Rod, WGAW, he's living up in Indian River now. And that's kind of where Clancy's cabin was up there. I know he lived in Davison for the longest time. Oh, yeah. Life goes on. WAJDE Mobile.
I remember when Rod had the pack at BBS over there. I'm panhandling a little bit on there.
I still talk to him every now and then when he passes through, so. N8NE, he's another one you hardly hear anywhere. I figured if I was out here this long, he'd be out here, but I don't know.
Yeah, Bob, yeah. There's a few of them that are still kicking, but most of the, I think everybody in that class is that was teaching that is long gone.
Yeah, down in Lapeer, is Steve still active in 8EN?
I believe he lives right across the street from my mother. She moved back, back up here from Mission, Texas. East of, she lives east of Lapeer, east of the Lapeer site, about half mile.
Because Steve's wife used to be the secretary at the high school there, and he, yeah, I've been over to his house many times. He's been over to my house, too, when I lived down there.
In like a little intentional community, right across the street from my mother. Ron, I gotta get out of here. I got some stuff going on, and I gotta get in and out of the store and the bank and stuff. KB at Oli.
Over here is my cigarette lighter plug. Dad, jump. I'll be right back in a minute or two, WJD. Doubled with you. I said I overheated my cigarette lighter plug. I got to jump. I'll be right back in a minute here, WJD.
See it all.
WJD Mobile, we're back.